The same energy manifests in a million different ways. As a stone, a tree, an animal, a human being, or in its subtlest form, the divine. The nature of the universe, as complex as it seems, it is in one single root. Whichever dimension of life, if you go deep enough into it, whether it's physical sciences or inner dimensions, if you go deep enough into it, you will touch the same source. Whether you want to know it as an empirical reality or you want to know it as an experiential dimension, which is the basis of who you are, is a choice that people are making. But the source of all that we know, all that we experience, being the human mechanism, what is light, what is darkness, what is red, what is blue, what is man, what is woman, what is anything or anything else, is all known to us only because through our sense perceptions we perceive and we see it within ourselves. We don't see or hear anything around us, we hear it within ourselves. So our perception, our experience is 100% determined by the nature of how we are made. So knowing or approaching the source of everything, the source of creation, through an inner experience is far more significant for human life than empirical understanding of what it could be. This is what yoga is about. This is what spiritual process is about. This is the nature and the fundamental of this culture that we refer to as Bharat or India, because this culture is heavily invested in the inner context of the human being, not in terms of psychological analysis, but the inner context in terms of existential realities as we are. It is not about acquiring knowledge about it, but it's about knowing it by experience. This is very vital. This is where the future well-being of humanity lies. Unfortunately, this phenomenal way of approaching life is getting labeled as a narrow religious belief. This is not a sectarian belief system. This is not a divide between what you believe and what I believe. This is an exploration of the very core of life. There is no doubt, as human intelligence evolves and blossoms and crosses boundaries, this will be the way of the world. But as a generation of people, will we make that time our time? Will we see it in our time? Or will we spend our lives in silly debates of who is right and who is wrong? This is not about who is right and who is wrong. This is about what is the truth about life. It's my wish and my blessing. In this generation, we achieve this asato ma sadgamaya, that every one of us will strive to move from untruth to truth. The question is not about who is right and who is wrong.